the Health Habits Coach podcast. This is the Monday Habit with your host, Claire George. So let's begin. Well, hi and welcome to Monday Habit number 20. We're talking hunger habits, hunger versus cravings, you know, sort of the hunger games of the Health Habits Coach world. I'm your host, Claire George, and I'm really, I love this subject. I coach it all the time as, you know, a health coach out there in the community, coaching hundreds every month on preventing type 2 diabetes. So, you know, weight management, hunger, cravings, it's such a key part of the experience and whether we can manage to be successful in achieving that weight management. But today I'm really focusing on the hunger habits. But first off, we really need to understand, am I hungry or is it craving? And that's what we're really going to look into today, about how to learn to listen to your body and get really intuitive. And if you're interested in the whole sort of space of intuitive eating, I did have a Jenna Toledo, who's an intuitive eating counsellor, and she was on the podcast. Jenna was on the podcast show back in November, so do check out that episode. Brilliant, you know, in-depth conversations around how to become more aware about how to get in touch with myself and around my food, around my fullness, and around what's right for me. So some really great tips on intuitive eating in that episode of the show. But today, as I said, we're focusing on hunger, on this, you know, sort of, am I hungry? Right? Well, here's a tool that I've got to share with you. And it comes from that community coaching I've mentioned. And I've coached hundreds and hundreds of, well, I've coached a couple of thousand people, but I've coached hundreds and hundreds on using this hunger scale. And I find that it really is an effective tool for helping you sort of really tap into this space. So first off, it's explaining that the hunger scale is a 0 to 10, or 1 to 10, and 0, 1 would be starving, hungry, dizzy, weak, and 10 would be I'm so stuffed, I feel unwell, I feel sick, right? So 0 is empty tank, and 10 is an absolute full tank. If you try and put more gas in it, it's going to spill on your feet, okay? And then halfway would be satisfied. So 5 out of 10 would be satisfied. I'm nicely, pleasantly full kind of thing. Okay, so what we're going to do with the Hunger Games is I'm going to give you 5 hunger habits to help you eat at the right time in terms of this scale, in terms of this degree of hunger. And I just want to point out, though, the difference and what is the difference between being hungry and, you know, sort of being a craving. And that hunger is a physiological symptom and set of symptoms where your body and your experiences through your senses, you know, alter, you know, and you'll get signals, whether it's starting to have desires, salivation, tummy rumbling, you know, sort of and gurgling, you know, a little emptiness, an empty feeling and an aching feeling, like a need for food. That would be hunger. And then craving is more emotional, more psychological, and that's very linked to desire, but usually it'll be linked to thoughts as opposed to that physiological. But it can be both. And so it can be a little bit confusing as to, am I hungry or am I craving? And that's what these 5 habits are really going to help you using that hunger scale, 0 to 10. Let's dive in. So the first habit, number 1, is to eat at 3 to 4 on the hunger scale. So 3 to 4 is when you're starting to feel hungry. So it's before you get actually really hungry. But you start to, I haven't had any food for a while, several hours. It's starting to come into my attention. So that's what would be the ideal time to eat. Because if you wait until you are at a 2 or a 3 and really getting hungry, or a 1, starving, then in all likelihood, you'll overeat, you'll overindulge, you'll be less likely to control the impulses and that kind of thing. And so typically make less healthy choices. And be more likely to consume more calories than you'd like to, especially, as I said, this typically is a space that where somebody is you know, trying to manage how many calories and weight manage, you know, and things like that going on. So number one, eat when you are 3 to 4 out of 10. Number two, carry healthy snacks. This is big. This is one I love. I totally follow this day in, day out. You'll never find me without a flask of herbal tea and a little pot of nuts. And as I coach so often, tiny is mighty. And when it comes to nuts and seeds, they are brilliant. They are stacked with the big three: protein, fiber, and healthy fats. And that is what is going to mean that they are a brilliant healthy snack for you, for your metabolic health. But what I really love about them is they're so portable and they're so durable. So you can whack a few in a little tub, one in the car, one in the gym bag, one in the next to your bedside in case you get snacks, you know, whatever you have a need. Like as in you can pop, this is what I do. So I've always got them. Obviously, I do also, if I know I'm going out for the day or going off for a few hours, I might put a banana or I might put a satsuma. I might do some like crudité, like little carrot sticks and a little pot of a spoon of hummus. Again, into these little Tupperware kind of tubs and those stacker pots, and set yourself up for habit success by having pre-prepared healthy snacks that will really help you eat when you're hungry and eat appropriately. So habit hunger games number three is stop eating when you're at 5 to 6 out of 10. And as I mentioned, 5 is when you're starting to get into that satisfied, and 6 is like, I'm pleasantly full now. I'm like, I've kind of eaten enough. I'm no longer got any. I'm thinking about how I'm feeling in my body and I've no longer got any feelings of hunger. Okay, habit number four. Don't do anything else when you're eating. Because as I've mentioned so many times already in this episode, that what's important is body awareness, is intuitive eating. It's so central to this subject and to these habits. And so at number four, don't do anything else when you're eating. I mean, don't watch TV. Don't have that TV dinner. You know, don't read your book. What about those of you out there who, I don't know, have your lunch at work? Half writing an email, half sort of popping the sandwich in. Like, the chances are, if you're not really focused on it, you're not giving your brain chance to, hey, enjoy your food, most importantly, but also those important signals around hunger and around just how full you are and just where you are on the hunger scale from 0 to 10. So it'd be very difficult for you to stop eating at 5 to 6 if you're watching TV, because you won't be paying attention as to whether you're 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh no, I'm really full. Oops. So that's why it's really important to really focus on your food and on chewing your food and on enjoying your food. Okay. And then habit number five is don't eat at 6 or above. So of the 1 to 10 scale, you know, 6 is pleasantly full. So we don't go beyond that point. We stop eating once we're pleasantly full. And this sounds maybe simple, but many, many, many of us are really enjoying something. Oh, we're having a really big celebration meal and we carry on eating because we like the taste of it rather than because we still are a bit hungry. And so I'd really encourage you in this sort of Hunger Games habits to try and, you know, stop eating once you're pleasantly full. Okay. And then I do just want to mention that I have a bonus habit hack for you all. And this is about sort of writing get a post-it note. And because this is something I did, because about 18 months ago, I'd been coaching a few months as a community health coach. And I just really became aware that I was eating too much glucose. I was eating too much sugar. I wasn't happy with it. And I wanted to cut back. And so I didn't need to lose weight. I didn't have high blood glucose from the doctor or anything like that. I just knew that it could be better. It could be healthier. So I decided to cut back on sugar. And sure enough, I went through some real cravings for the times that I would have, say, some biscuits or something like that with a mug of tea. And what I found was if I got a post-it note and wrote on it, or a little note and wrote on it, "Are you hungry or just craving?" question mark. And I'd put that, I've got a snack drawer, but you might have it in a kitchen cupboard next to your snacks. And I put the note right next to it, or right on top of it. You could also, you know, pop it in your freezer drawer on top of the ice cream or whatever. But put the note there. And then you'll forget about it. You go on with your day. And then all of a sudden that craving will come over you like it does. And you'll go off to the drawer and you open it just like I did. And you're like, "Oh, Claire, are you hungry or just craving?" And I'm not joking. It's so effective. Like, "Oh, I'm not hungry at all. I'm a good 7-hour. I'm totally satiated. I just fancied some of the things that are in this drawer that have got higher sugar, or, you know, I'm not hungry." And I did find it a really effective way of getting me to stop me in action and close the drawer and go back to whatever I was doing and just say, "Yeah, you're craving. Just let it go. Just move on past that." So I'd really recommend you try that tip out. And also that I did do an extended version on curbing your cravings, back in August 29th, 2023. If you look at the back catalogue of the Health Habits Coach podcast, you will find a Curb Your Cravings, an extended episode where I really give some amazing habits, great tips, solid advice and info. So I would check that out if this little Monday habit was right, for you. Then do check out the more extended version to get more sort of bang for buck, as it were, on habits in this space. But what I do want to say is that, you know, just kind of do look inside yourself, do tap into how you're experiencing hunger and cravings, and do ask yourself, "Am I hungry or am I craving?" And do sort of kind of recognize that if you miss breakfast and then by mid-morning you're feeling ravenous and you're in the cafe or the canteen at work and you can't help yourself, you have that chocolate croissant and the lattes and the, you know, because you're starving because you miss breakfast. So then you're hungry and you're choosing maybe less healthy foods because you're over hungry. So then it's using that hunger scale. Don't let yourself, remember, get, you know, try and stay around that 4, 5, 6 and try and stay balanced. And then as soon as you start to tip into, "I'm a bit hungry," that's the time to get food. You know, sort of, and or it could be the other way that you could be, I don't know, that someone at work is talking about cake and you're like, "Oh gosh," and you go looking for a snack because you just hear it and you start thinking about it and you weren't even thinking about food before that moment. Or you see an advert, you know, a commercial on the TV or on socials or whatever it is. But it triggers a craving. So then you're like, "Oh no, I'm not hungry. I just fancied it." So then that's most likely a craving. So try and tap into you, your habits, and, you know, sort of when you're hungry, when you're craving, and then apply these, like those 5 hunger game habits. You know, do try and only eat when you are like at a 3-4 and starting to feel hungry. A second one was carrying healthy snacks. Third, stop eating when you're at a 5-6, when you're satisfied and getting pleasantly full. And 4, don't do anything else when you're eating. No TV dinners, and try not to eat it on your desk. And 5, don't eat at 6 or above. Once you're pleasantly full, have the awareness that you're full, you're satiated, and stop. All right, so I hope you have fun with those hunger games habits, and I hope they help you figure out how to manage those experiences, because it's not pleasant being hungry or having cravings. So either way, the more you can get balance in that space, the happier you'll be, and definitely the healthier you'll be. And so, but before you go, I did just want to mention that our cravings are often linked to our hormones. And so as many, many people in my community are women in midlife, sort of menopause can therefore really affect and increase your cravings for food, and especially for sort of sugary items, which then trigger and can, you know, are very correlated with hot flashes or, you know, sort of insomnia if we have sort of caffeine, you know, because we try and have that lift from that. So recognizing that menopause and midlife can really affect your cravings. And so with that in mind, I just wanted to mention that in May, coming up a couple of weeks, I've got a brand new Move Over Menopause program. It is a woman's, you know, sort of guide to revival in midlife. It's all about how to reset your health habits, how to rejuvenate your energy and your, you know, what is it, joie de vivre, and then it's how to sort of reinvent yourself and reinvent your life, redesign your life and reimagine it to match where you want it to be in this really special phase of our life. So recognizing that actually it is always, when I have challenges in my health, it is also always an opportunity to do something different and to change things up. So I do invite you to come on in and have a look. If you want to know more about my Move Over Menopause programs and activities that I'm doing, then you can find out on my website, www.thehealthhabitscoach.com/MOM. Mom, Move Over Menopause. All right, so hopefully have a great week ahead. You know, I really, sort of wish you all the best for some fun and some healthy fun. And but until next episode, I do want to just wish that you all stay really healthy.